That was proclaimed the Har Sinai. That was the Tanakh of Bishas Ma'amikar. And at the end of the Tanakh of Kisava, it says, Eilu Diri Abisa Shekhaz Hashem, and they saw the Abisim. And Ramad Abisa Shekhaz Sintam Bechore. This is in addition to the Priest of Bliss that they made Har Sinai, the Kharit Har Sinai. That Priest of Bliss is in the Kharit, that's the text of that Priest of Bliss, the Kharit of Kharit. Because when you make a Priest of Bliss, so the Priest of Bliss in Kisava is the Nusach, the Kharit of Kharit is the Nusach of the second Priest of Bliss that was made later, and now it's like, what was the need for the second piece of Bliss? Rashi quotes from the Gemara Shavuos. Rashi, at the beginning of Mitzvah, he quotes from the Gemara Shavuos. Lo yikhem bat chem 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 bat The priest at Har Sinai was only binding on the Dora Mitzvah. Those people were there at Har Sinai. Why do all the future generations have to observe their mitzvahs? They weren't there at Har Sinai. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu made his second priest in Jerusalem. So he said, this new priest is priest, everything about me, so Shekharas Mubara is, this is over and above the first priest is. What do you need another one for? If the first priest is binding, what do you need a second priest? You're ready to cleave the Yemen, you're suing the Yemen. To do the rich, what do you need a second one? So it says, this priest is like Chem Levat Chem. This is not like the first priest in Har Sinai. This is not only with the people who are present today. Es Asher Yesh Mekom, Es Asher Enenu Poy Maran Yayam. Now she quotes from Yimor, she goes, this is for the Doros Avon. So the fact that we today are going to observe Tere Mitzvahs is not really, the activity says Tere Sinai, because the Nas Mishn Har Sinai Fakir. The Gemara says, Shabbat in the Pasuk in the beginning of the Kisav, in the beginning of the Mitzav, that the priest that are by the priest that's Mechayir us today, the priest that's Mechayir us today to observe mitzvahs in the second priest's grace at Arvis Moya. It's rather not the, it's not Tarvis Sinai has in Sinai. So what sense do we really, when we say Tarvis Sinai, what sense do we really mean that it's Tarvis Sinai? So it's got a different, it's got a different idea. The Gemara says that Mount Har Sinai is not standing in the start of the spectacle. It's a big thing that we make a movie out of. No. It was a din. It was a din. The Rebbeinu Shlom taught us Tarvis Sinai in order that we should know how we should pass on Tarvis to our children. The Gemara says in Brachos that all of the meaning of teaching Tarvis to others are what's happening in Har Sinai. We want to discuss the Gemara has been given to us based on the Pasuk at the end of Kisisa. As he said that Moshe Rabbeinu is given the Tarvis to Tzar. The Tarvis to Tzar. The Prophet tells Moshe Rabbeinu to solve the Tarvis to Tzar. The right hand Tarvis to Tzar. He had the advantage, but the priest's priest is going to be based on Tarvis Mokhan, not based on Tarvis Mokhan. So the Gemara says that just like Moshe Rabbeinu was given Tarvis Mokhan, Tarvis Mokhan, Tarvis Mokhan, and Tarvis Mokhan, Tarvis so through the Doros, Tarvis Mokhan, Yad Vashar Yom Mokhan, Tarvis Mokhan, Yad Vashar Yom Mokhan. Why? Because the way we pass on Tarvis to others must be in the same fashion that the Mokhan gave us to Tarvis Mokhan. And that's what the Gemara says in Brachos at the end of the Sanhedrin, just like the Torah was given the aim of the year, the essence of the Ziyah, just like at the time of Mount Haferet, there was a great Yir HaShemayim, the people that trembled and submitted. So to the Doros, whenever a person runs Haferet, you're not permitted to joke around, you know, you're not permitted to kick it. You know, it says, Kol Talmud, Talmud was six by the leg, and this is what the Suda says. Kol Talmud, I guess you're looking around, but the essence of Sosos, you know, it was not over. If his lips don't tremble, don't quiver, and don't get burned, so to speak, from the citizens, from Frank and Tacha, is Tichben. The Pasuk in Shiva Shiva says in Yiddish, that his lips should be burned if he doesn't sit there when the Rebbe says the Shiva. Why do you have to sit there? Because the Gemara says that learning the Doros, when the Rebbe gives the Talmud, when the Rebbe gives over the Torah to Talmidim, it should be in the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the Torah to Bnei Yisrael HaSina. And the Rambam quotes, the Shema quotes, the Yerushalmi, the Gilead, all of the Vikmah Priyas HaTorah, I learned out from Mount Har Sinai again, just like the Torah was given how you Sarsim and the Turgamon, and he should be made a Rosh Aladdin in the Turgamon, so he should have to use a lot of words in the Torah of Torah. All of the Dinah of Priyas HaTorah is also a way to give over the Torah to others. It doesn't go on a person who wants to be a priest. All these halachas that we
learn that from Har Sinai are just like the Rebbe Shmuel gave over the Siras HaTorah to us. He gave us over the Torah Shemir Son, he gave us over the Torah Shemir Son. So too, just as the Torah was given to Har Sinai, so too we should practice it even after we're also Torah to Sinai. We should pass on the Torah of Doris in the same way the Torah was given to us in Har Sinai. This is the mice, this is the real sense of Torah to Sinai. The first Torah to Sinai, the Pshat, that the text of the Chumash from the beginning to the end is Har Sinai, is not true. They don't know the Shema, they don't the Pasuk says, what the Chazon Ishman says, the Pasuk says that there is a composite, how can it be text? But the Pasuk says, Yesh Bar Mitzah says, it is a composite. But all three texts will be given by a couple of books, like Rabba Hashem, El Moshe, Yahar Sinai, like Rabba Hashem, El Moshe, Yama, Rabba Hashem, El Moshe, Yama, as well. All three texts will be the other couple of books, except the word, I can read it in text, it is a composite. So the text of the Chumash as we have from the beginning to the end is not only Sinai. The Chiv Mitzvah that we have today is rather not Misinai, when Rashi quotes in the beginning of Kiyat, in the beginning of Mitzvah, in the Mishmon Shavuot. But the Chiv Mitzvah is Ladoris HaBoim, is Gohan and Adam Mekrizit Kiyat HaSinai. Not from the Tereh HaFen Lechon Kiyat, that's from the Tereh HaFen Lechon Kiyat. That was the second Kiyat 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 Kiyat. But we really mean when we speak of Torah HaSinai is that the Limur HaDek, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us over the Torah HaSinai. He didn't just make a big spectacle to impress upon us, he was Shemayim and Torah, he made it in such a way that it should be a halacha. We should give over Torah the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. That's what we mean by Torah HaSinai.